My dumb ass was looking at my hands when you said it. I was just like, ooh, hands.
My hands. My hands.
I got two hands with 10 fingers total. They gotta go together. Wait a minute, we're late.
This is some Hojabi science. So, okay. Two, one.
Oh, he's doing it again.
And I was counting down to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. Okay.
I thought we were doing it because you're like, let's do it over.
Nah, you're good. You're good.
No, wait. Then no do-overs. Let's just get started.
Yeah. Okay. Three, two, everybody burped out.
I thought you were hitting that silent one. I'm like, wow.
Oh, no, someone burped like right. And I was just like...
And you let it get to you.
Okay. Three, two... Welcome to another week of your typical Shonen Protagonist weekly podcast. So,
this is why we write stuff down.
Yeah. You know, we got the other product coming in solid. This one, you know, won't pull up.
Whatever, yeah. Man. Yeah.
It's weekly, man. We do what we want.
You're Kai. I'm Kels.
I'm Strange.
I'm Zord.
Yes. And this week.
What are we talking about this week?
This week, we are talking about anime resurgence. Like, so basically anime that we want to see more of a sequel of, anime that has had a sequel or has had a long, long hiatus that we never thought was going to come back, but it actually did. Bleach. So we're going to talk about these. We're going to talk about the ones that we are hyped for, the ones that we didn't know were coming, and just kind of overall. So I think the biggest one, which we all here have enjoyed, is the new Digimon, correct?
Yeah, all three episodes of it that have come out at least.
Four. Episodes, excuse me.
Four. Did I miss one?
Push his glasses what? Up.
Huh? Is a fourth one?
Am I dumb? I might be dumb.
I'm like, BRB.
For some reason, I thought.
I'm watching it right now.
So, podcast canceled.
So, but yeah, the 3/4.
Yeah, you're right. Three episodes.
Yeah. The 3/4 episodes of Digimon Adventure 2020 kind of took me off guard because I'm always like in that Digimon no. And then I saw it on Annie-List pop up like a month before it happened. I was like, oh, they've got the movie on here wrong because The Last Evolution was supposed to come out, but didn't. Stupid thing. Stupid. So I was like, okay, they just titled this wrong. And then like 2 days later, I saw a trailer and I was like, what? And here we are with, you know, Digimon Adventure 2020, which is super hype, in my opinion.
Yes. I think episode... What are we thinking? The episode where we got to Omnimon. Like,
in the second episode.
I
was like, hold up. We ain't even started this show yet. This is a reboot. We're at the beginning of the story.
I mean...
But we're already hitting Omnimon, which requires, like, everything to come together and for them to push beyond their limits right now. Like... This is why we do it. But then episode 3 hits. And it's like, okay, cool. We can't just always be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
It was definitely like, what?
Yeah, I was not expecting them to basically recreate the goddamn movie.
I wasn't mad at it. Like,
I didn't say I wasn't mad at it, but.
Yeah. It definitely came out of left field. Because I'm like, oh, okay. You know, because I was just shook that they were using actual tactics. And Matt was like, I have a plan. I was like, yeah, that plan is going to be Digivolving. It's Digimon. We know how this works. He's like, no, the plan is like actually use strategy. And I'm like, what? So I was already shook. And then he's like glowing and everything. I was like, okay, so we're going to see, you know, Ultimate or something else. Or, you know, Kari and TK are going to show up and like shoot it down with a spirit arrow or something. And it was like, nah, we just got to go get Omnimon and like then somehow break the fabric of the universe and then go back. So that sounds like a plan.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah. It's all that really matters.
I'm just happy I got more Digimon to watch.
True. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I am not the biggest Bleach buff as I should be. But Bleach is amazing. I was hype that Bleach was coming back or is coming back. Like, because that was totally unexpected. Everybody on Twitter said it was going to happen. All the anti-troopers were like, if this happens, I'll shave my head or I'll do some weird stuff or get a tattoo of Bleach or something, which I'm still waiting for them to get them tattoos. But.
And the big thing is they've been on this for years. Like, they've been on, you know, oh, Bleach ain't never coming back, blah, 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 for years. And then people have been holding out.
It's the Kingdom Hearts 3 of anime.
Yeah. For real. I don't know what caused the comeback, though. Are we at like the 10 or 20 year anniversary?
I think we were.
Okay, Bleach came out around the same time as Naruto, and we passed the Naruto 20th anniversary, so I'm pretty sure we passed the Bleach one. That being said, I really just think it's because once the manga was over and it was announced that Shonen Jump like cut him off early on his chapters, a lot of fans have been very outspoken about how disappointed they are, and the fact that the anime was canceled right after or right before. I'm a little fuzzy on that timeline, but no one has stopped talking about, well, some people still don't even know what Bleach is, really, but
what's Bleach?
Things you use to clean.
Oh, it's the cure for the corona. Gotcha. Yeah. Ah.
But yeah, so I imagine it's just those outspoken fans who are still talking about it today.
Yeah, I also think it was just a lot of things have been proven popular in the culture, like Fuller House coming back, or Raven's Home, like all these sequel series that's been happening that have had like worldwide, like people have been going crazy for it. So I feel like Shonen and Period or Viz or whoever's doing it was like, yo, money, like money. And then they're probably like, huh, money. And they're like, oh, yeah, money. So I feel like that's what happened. And the creator also had another project he wanted to push with Burn the Witch, which is not related to Bleach, really, but it's like the same arts. It's kind of like a, it's confusing. It's got a similar art feel to it.
Literally, Burn the Witch is just like Western Bleach. It's based more on Western style folklore, which is why they have witches instead of Shinigami as their primary like spirit detective going around saving people things.
Yeah, so that's... That's really where I feel like the hype has come from. Like, one is to push the other. But that was a big. Like, I think the internet was broken for, like, 2 days because Bleach was literally number one trending on everything. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was Twitter, Facebook. Like, even the normies were like, why is everybody talking about Bleach? Like, I thought we had enough of that and we just needed toilet paper.
So, in the new season of Bleach being animated, it's coming from the manga's 20th anniversary.
Yeah, because...
Which is cool.
Yeah, I think the series itself came out in 2004, so it just had the 15th year anniversary. So, it's pretty cool. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I started watching Bleach. I haven't finished it because I knew it didn't exactly end, per se. But
well, no.
I am glad it's coming back, so I might continue to watch it.
The spot where the anime left off could have just been... an ending for the entire show. The arc it left off on wasn't exactly a good arc, but it still would have been an actual ending. But this newest arc that they're animating now, and that's going to be broadcast hopefully soon. It's best way to put it is like, it's like Naruto's fourth great ninja war, except a lot bloodier.
What is called the Thousand Year Blood War?
Exactly.
And people say this is like the best part of Bleach. So debatably. I'm excited.
There are some phenomenal parts in this, and this arc will give longtime fans things that they've always wanted to see, but by the end of the anime, they had just come to terms with they're probably never going to see it.
I feel that way about a lot of anime, but we'll get back to that a little later here in this podcast. Another one I wanted to talk about, which I feel like is polarizing, because I feel like a lot of people aren't talking about it, but Fruits Basket. And the original Fruits Basket was good. A lot of people, it's like a cult classic. A lot of people love it, but it was not the story from the manga, and it was only like 24 episodes. This one is the manga's adaptation along with the books. And it's scoping to be about 50 to 75 episodes because of just the sheer amount of stuff we have to cover. And it is good. It is easily becoming one of my favorite romance animes of all time. Going Time Show number one. But this one is... Have you guys watched Fruits Basket, the original or the reboot?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Tell me more.
I feel like that was very definitive.
Yes, please enlighten us to what the baskets of fruits are about.
So, Fruits Baskets is about these the Soma family who's had an ancient curse put on them to where select members of the branch family, like the whole family, become animals of the zodiac when they're touched by the opposite sex. And this caused them all a life of trauma because, you know, they can't be with someone. Like, they can't be a part of culture or anything like that. Like, they can't even get married or touch someone because no one can know about this curse and everything.
Can they go out to public? Because I don't think they'd be able to do that then.
Well, yeah, they...
I have a lot more questions and concerns about just general day-to-day living and not relationships.
Yeah. The anime predicted the coronavirus outbreak.
Well, they can they can be touched, but they can't be, like, hugged or any physical emotion that could be... I don't have all the answers, okay? I didn't write it.
That's a very but specific like, curse.
Like, Ranma 1/2 meets Saint Seiya.
Okay, I got you now.
Yeah.
Something happens, and then they turn into, like, a girl or... a bear.
Yeah, a bear, a bunny, or something along the lines of that.
Based on their zodiac.
Yeah, based on their zodiac. And this girl named Honda Toru, who's an orphan, and she's been, like, living out in a tent because her family's dead. Damn. And she finds... yeah, I worded that kind of harshly. Oh. But...
how can you word that nicely? A heartfelt
anime.
I mean, true facts.
True. So she's out living in like the boonies to where she is discovered by Yuki Soma, who is basically had a pretty effed up life as the mouse and has been subjected to some pretty fucked up things. And it is definitely a story you need to watch. I don't want to give away too much of it, but it's something I highly recommend watching. Watch the reboot because it looks a lot better and it's very suspenseful. And the music is just downright slaps. It is... probably my favorite reboot thus far. Not that I've watched a lot of them, but I'm definitely here for Fruits Basket's reboot and highly recommend it.
Cool.
Yeah. And there's another one that I feel like we all watched in our angsty days on Adult Swim.
Which one is that?
Well, Fooly Cooly did have a reboot. You are correct. That was like 3 years ago, but I was referring to...
I mean, look, it's topic. Anyway.
True.
Continue.
True.
What are you saying?
I was referring to Inuyasha getting a sequel series, like on the spinoff of his and Kagome's daughter. And the Wind Tunnel dude and the Demon Slayer's children and the Wolf dude's children. Which, yes, I only remember Inuyasha, Kagome's, and Keiko's name. I am who I am. But yeah, so they're going to have their own series with about their adventures in the demon world. And I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, I didn't really care for Inuyasha. So this is just a thing for me. A thing that is happening. But I'll probably check it out. See if I like it now. Or if it's any different from the original show.
So I'm interested to see like what sort of influences they take from anime that have come out since the OG Inuyasha. It's like when I think of something immediately that's sort of connected to the sort of old world meets the future, I'm thinking of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
With the sort of kaiju supernatural stuff.
Yeah, feudal Japan vibe.
Yeah. I'm curious, you know, what's the new thing going to be like and what inspirations are drawn from?
I agree with you. The cover art looks interesting because I think the daughter has like pink hair or something. So I don't know if that's the official cover art, but that's the one that's been circulating a lot on Twitter and the internet. So I'm like, this is going to be interesting. And in the picture, she does have a strong resemblance to both Keiko and Inuyasha. So it's very interesting to see how it all plays out. So now go ahead.
I'm trying to pull up this now. Which one is the daughter?
The pink haired one.
Pink haired one with the bow that looks like ears.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the daughter. That's the one that's let me look at the picture that you're talking about.
Right. I think so too, because the purple hair at the bottom left of the poster, that looks like probably one of the hunters, the demon hunters like children.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure. So it's either the boy with the sword. So I thought that was but I think he might actually have two children. And I think it's the girl and the dude with the sword. And then the daughter is the hunter's, or the girl with the purple is the hunter's, the demon hunter's child. It's not a lot to tell from the image, but I'm pretty excited, which is weird.
We'll find out more when the show comes out.
Yeah.
So apparently the show is about half demon twins, Towa and Setsuna. So that's interesting. There's two kids.
Yeah. Okay. So that's exciting. I'm here to see how that'll play out. And cause I wonder, I also hear that Inuyasha and Kagome might be dead in it.
Oh.
Yeah, honestly, it could be because Towa wanders through a mysterious tunnel and finds her day in present-day Japan and is raised by Kagome's brother, Soda, and his family. So I don't know if this is... I feel like... So what it looks like from this brief description is that we've got a main character who is not the daughter, but is later in the adventure joined by Maroha, the daughter of Inuyasha and Kagome.
Yeah, that is... It's going to be interesting. I'm not
mad at it, but
I feel like the first episode will really set the tone if it's going to be up to snuff or if it's just going to be another, you know, Boruto.
Yeah, which I pray it's not another Boruto. That is the truth. Another one that's coming this year is, I don't know if you guys have watched my teen romantic comedy Snafu. I highly recommend it. That's been since 2014 or 2013 since season 2 came out. So I'm definitely here and hyped to see that.
Cool.
No idea on that.
And then Evangelion, I'm sure that...
Is it getting a reboot?
Well, it's getting movie.
It's getting a sequel. Okay.
The final movie in the Rebuild series is coming out.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I've watched 1 and 2. I haven't watched 3. So, I mean, the Rebuilds didn't do much for me. I think that because I didn't watch 3, I didn't get the hype part about what they've changed in the Rebuild. But I mean, I'm a OG Evangelion fan forever. So the Rebuilds were just sort of whatever to me at the moment. But I haven't given them a fair shake, honestly. So it's exciting that something's happening, that this long delayed part is finally being animated and the story's being finished in this retelling, but I really don't got an opinion until it hits and I sit down and watch them all.
Yeah, I feel that. And then some that we hope are getting a sequel series that are doubtful. Do you want to go first, Strange, or any that you want to have a sequel series?
Well, me and your sequel series are pretty much, I mean, we've talked about it before the show. I'm ready to talk about that. I have got nothing else on my mind besides
Strange and I are rooting hard for a Noragami reboot, or not even a reboot, just a sequel series, or just to give me season 3. It's been probably 10 years since
has season... it really? I don't feel like it's been that long.
I want to say it has, because Noragami came out before I graduated high school for sure. And I know the second series came out right after it. Yeah, Noragami came out in 2011. So season 2 came out in 2012. So it's been almost 10 years. So that is far, far too long for me. But, you know, we can have hope that it'll get a sequel series, or not even a sequel series, just a continuation for season 3.
I'll keep holding on to that hope. I mean, I don't even remember what the ending to it was. Like, I know it was kind of like cliffhanger-ish.
It was
but
a
not
huge
really.
Cliffhanger.
Okay, it was. All right.
Yeah.
I was like, it's been so long, I don't even remember.
Now, Zog and Kels, have either of you watched or heard of Noragami?
Heard of it, yes. Watched it, no.
I'm in the same boat. What's it about?
Strange, tell the people what it's about.
Whew. All right, let's see if I can remember. I mean, all right. So you have this world in Japan, of course, where gods exist. And we have our main character. I'm not going to do like the whole thing, but basically you have the delivery god Yato and his day-to-day goings on, and you know, things happen, and a human basically sort of dies, but not really. I don't remember her name.
Yes.
Just go with Yui. That's a good buffer if you don't remember any main character's name. I feel like it is Yui. Oh my god. While you're doing that, I'm gonna check.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that. they just go on adventures and throughout the town, and it's like it's really funny. The animation's really good. Characters are all great. Without giving too much away,
I didn't get a damn thing out of that explanation. Oh, okay. All I got was they go on an adventure and it's fun and it's about Japanese gods.
Like, do you want me to have like spoilers? I can talk spoilers.
So
at this point, it doesn't matter, but it's hype that, you know, that we're looking for this. One that I want that has not been hyped about at all, because I think either the creator died or went to jail, as they are wont to do.
High School DxD? Sorry, go ahead.
No. Gangsta.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I have heard of it before.
Gangster gives you that grid of a 90s anime with like a 2000s, like late 2000s animation.
Yeah, it's 16:9, and you've got this really gritty story about, you know, a bunch of crazy stuff going on. Super soldiers, and everyone's trying to kill each other and, you know, fight for the betterment of mankind. And main character's a gigolo, and it's just like, oh, that's something we can do around these parts. Great. And then it ends on a cliffhanger, like the final mission to save the world, you know, the big bad guy that nobody figured, you know, came out. And we end the cliffhanger with our superhero just lying in the yard, like bleeding out. But we don't see if he bleeds out, because the episode ends and then there's nothing more for the rest of eternity. Like, come on now.
Dang.
It's good.
That's the hurt right there.
Yeah, man. You should go watch it just so you can appreciate everything it is and then be mad. You're going to know it, cliffhangers, and you're still going to be mad at the end because there's nothing else.
I fail that on too many anime. Sad but true. I definitely recommend Gangster if you haven't given that a watch, like 110%. Cool. What about you, Zoc?
Honestly, I'd like to see, I'm honestly, before the Bleach thing, I would have said Bleach, but it's already coming back. So the only other thing I would really want to see is taking old animes and give them like a modern reboot kind of thing, like Ronin Warriors, which for that one, that was basically just like a Power Rangers-esque kind of show where, of course, group of like five teenagers are unexpectedly given these crazy powers, except that instead of being full-on Sentai and getting those kinds of suits, they get samurai armor and different kinds of weapons and, of course, elemental powers. And they have to beat these... Had a bit of technical difficulties for a second. But anyway, their whole mission is to, save the world from these other, like, evil samurai dead spirit guys. It's been a long time since I've seen the show, but I remember it fondly as a kid, and I would like to see it in a more modern style, and to see what modern anime does in its storytelling be used in that.
Okay, that sounds hella hype. Like,
that's reminding me of what's the one with the train?
Snowpiercer?
Nope. No. Anime. Oh. It's an anime.
Kagari on Iron Forges?
Yeah. That's what he was. I'm like,
Why was it wrong when I say Snowpiercer? Man, I gotta say, there's a few of them for me. Like, I would love to see High School of the Dead come back. That creator died in Japan. It's just not been trying to touch it. In respect to the creator, but the whole cast who worked on it is like, yo, like, all due respect, we worked on this too. We animated it. Like, we love this. Like, and it left at such a cliffhanger. Like, I was so hyped to see the rest of that story, but we only got the first chapter. So, and the manga stopped too.
What's the one me and you like? The Silver Crow?
Oh, Excel World. Yes, yeah. Lord. I need Excel World bad. Like, the fat little main character dude pissing me off. But other than that, I love everyone else. Like, except Tubbo. Tubbo just needs to get some lipo. This is speaking from one Tubbo to another.
Holy shit.
Like, it's all love and cholesterol. But
it's just sad because I know a lot of anime, well, at least a couple of years ago, probably not as much today, but a lot of anime were just made so they could get people to read the manga. I'm still salty, but I'm like, why? Yeah, no, I like anime.
I don't think that's one of them that they made just to read the manga.
Yeah, because Star Wars doesn't even have a manga. It just has the light novel.
It does? Manga. Yeah.
When did it get the manga?
It hasn't had a new chapter in like over a year.
Oh. To the manga. Also, as far as like a reboot, I don't want to say it's a reboot, and this is a very touchy subject. Yu Yu Hakusho, they put out an OVA in 2018. It was clean. Has anybody else watched that?
No.
It was so good, and it had like updated animation. I was like, why? Why did you give this to me? Like, everybody looked so clean. Like, and it was like, listen, it's not fair if you haven't watched it and you don't, and you just want Yu Yu Hakusho to live in infamy as what it was, then don't watch the OVA. But dear Lord, the OVA was good. And apparently the OVA was made to like test the water to see if people wanted more Yu Yu Hakusho. And it did crazy numbers, like so crazy. It never came to America, but I'm just, well, it did come to America, but it was only like Funimation for a limited time. And I don't know why they didn't distribute it or anything. I think they were having like legal issues getting that distributed. I don't know. But listen, Yu Yu Hakusho is probably my choice for a continuation or a reboot. But also, I know the creator is still trying to get Hunter x Hunter. So if we get more Yu Yu Hakusho when Hunter x Hunter isn't finished, I know people will write. So yeah.
Yes.
And last one is Log Horizon, because that is getting a sequel series this year. That was another one. I think it was about the last season aired in 2012 or 13. I forgot to mention that one earlier. So I definitely recommend, if you want to watch a better Sword Art, I would say watch Log Horizon. But it's also like super realistic and there's a lot of talking. So, but I like it. It's good. So yeah, that has been today's weekly podcast for the topic of resurgence anime and what you want to see. Once again, we have been the boys. You know our names. Now learn our social media handles. You can find me at Static Dredge with a Z because I'm cool. Kels, tell them where they can find the overall.
Find a product.
Yeah.
At the product at your TSP. That's URTSP for your typical shonen protagonist.
Yes. Not so did Rite Aid. And Strange, you have social media too, do you not?
Yeah, it's at Strangely Entertaining, and I've started to upload stuff onto the YouTube channels, so people are more than welcome to go try and find that. Hopefully when I get, I'm not even going to explain the story anymore. Twice. It's a reflex. I'm just like, I have to explain the story.
You don't, literally nobody knows until they get to the channel.
I don't know what's going on.
Me neither, man. And Zog out here just, you know, doing his own damn thing. Hell yeah.
Basically.
I am Zog. Yeah, catch us next week on your typical shonen protagonist. And we'll be here. Bye.
Bye.
And stop recording.